Daily affirmations are popular in charter schools around the Bay Area.
Okay, are you ready? Great. As clear as you can say it, I want to hear everybody's lovely voice, and I don't want it to sound like you're asleep.
At Richmond College Prep, Rachel Schultz's first graders line up on a blue piece of tape in her classroom. After a little pushing and squirming, they're ready.
Affirmation! Good, better, best! Never let it rest until my good is better and my better is best.
Most of Rachel's students are only 6 years old, so for some of them, the message of the affirmation might be a little ambiguous. But other parts are clear.
What part do you like the best?
Try again.
Proud of who I am. I am an intelligent student. I will act intelligently.
Over at Berkeley Maynard Academy, the morning call-out sounds a little different. But college also comes up.
Are we on track?
Let's go back!
Where are we headed?
To college and back.
How do we get there?
I think the phrase when we ask how are we going to get there, we say we grow our minds, we push ourselves, we take the lead. And so I think it really hits on three points that I want my scholars to be working on.
Amy LaMontagne teaches kindergarten here.
I don't know if it sinks in for them right away. They get the idea of going to college for sure. But at this age, I think they're just kind of saying the words a little bit.
Freshmen, how you feel this morning?
Over at Kipp Bridge Charter School in Oakland, Lolita Jackson, the principal, leads the entire student body in a morning meeting every day.
Senior, how you feel this morning?
The affirmation goes like this: I desire to do my best. And I am dedicated to reaching my educational goals.
A little cheesy? Not to Muhammad Ali, who's 13.
We say this every time, not only at Kipp. Long after we're done with KIPP, when we're in high school, when we stumble on something, I will keep on reciting this. This school made my main focus towards college because I really want to be there one day.
Muhammad says the affirmation also helps him in class when he runs into tough math problems. 10-year-old Khalees Cox also finds it motivating.
We need to say it out loud so that we can get that feeling that we can do it if we believe in ourselves.
Far from the Pledge of Allegiance that used to be a classroom standard, these students are learning a different mantra, with hard work and college for all. For Youth Radio, I'm Robin Gee.